Yeah. So, you know that movie?
Yes.
So, Jerry, you know that movie? Wow. You're quite older than I thought. I think young people don't know about that. George, the young George. So you know that movie? Oh, you watched it. Oh, interesting. Yeah. So as you know, this is the movie Home Alone. So the main character, the Kevin, so he was alone. And he, while his family origin overseas, and some thief, some idiot thief, they came to this house, and then what? There's a lot of funny happening there. Yeah, that's the movie, Home Alone. So, have you ever felt scared or unsafe in this world? So I think you have. Most of them you have. So if so, when? Recently, I think uncertainty can make me feel unsafe. Because nowadays, I don't know. Nowadays, where this world is going to? Is America or other countries, even South Korea? So people is totally divided, and then they fighting against another part. And also recently, I heard about Philippines, Duterte, right? Duterte, he's arrested, and then I don't know what happened. I know he's like some dictator, very strong leadership, but. So I don't know what's coming in South Korea or America or Philippines. So Edwin, so can I ask you about something? So when have you feel scared or unsafe? When you feel unsafe or scared?
Well, most of the time when I'm alone.
Without Ross and you feel...
Yeah, with my wife working before on night shift and... It's not about the scared.
Yeah.
It's about the loneliness.
Yeah, loneliness. Yes. Loneliness. Yeah, absolutely understandable. So, Harrison, how about you?
I think now, I think it's something to do during the pandemic.
During the pandemic. Yes. Yes.
We don't know what's...
That's right. It's a sort of uncertainty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Richard, how about you?
Well, every day you read in the paper now, people get attacked at home, cars stolen. It's never happened. In all my life I've been here.
Ah.
And this is something new. I think they should all be locked up, taken to a farm in the middle of Australia, and they can't escape.
Yeah. It's quite much, very much the same. We talked, right, in the Bible study group today, right? So, yes, sometimes we feel scared or unsafe in this world. In today's reading from Luke 13, we see Jesus walking toward Jerusalem. Some Pharisees come up to him with what sounds like a warning. You should leave because King Herod wants to kill you. But Jesus isn't worried. He answers, "Go tell that fox, I will keep on helping sick and troubled people today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I will finish my work." If I were Jesus, when I heard, "Hey, Mike, someone will come here to kill you," I may say, "Thank you for letting me know," and I just run out. But Jesus didn't do that. Because Jesus exactly knows what he's doing and where he's going. Then Jesus said something sad about Jerusalem. He said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophet and throw stones at those sent to help you. How many times I wanted to gather your children together, just as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." This picture of Jesus as a mother hen wanting to protect her baby chicks can be imaginable. When danger comes, a mother hen spreads her wings wide and her little chicks run under them for safety, like this. The hen will even risk her own life to keep her babies safe. I think every mother in here can share this feeling, protect their children, even if the mother encounters a risk. This is how Jesus feels about us. He wants to protect us under his wings of love. In another reading from Philippians, Paul tells believers that their real home isn't here on earth, but in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, Paul writes, and from heaven we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul reminds us that while we live in this world with all its problems, our true belonging and security come from God. So very interesting about the mention of citizenship. So today in the Bible group talked about the citizenship. So what benefits of citizenship, especially Australian citizenship? So everyone has Australian citizenship? Okay. Australian citizenship. So it's very interesting. So when I ask Beth about what's the benefit of Australian citizenship?
I have freedom. I can be and do what I choose to do. I can vote. I can get a job.
Mm-hmm.
I can take advantage of Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Beth. And Jackie, so what benefit do you have as an Australian citizen?
I've had a happy life since I've been here.
Yep.
Yes, I'm virtually like Bev, the same things.
Yes, thank you, Jackie. So, can I ask Anita? So,
is it travel the world?
Is just travel the world. Lord Igazin said the same thing. All right. So I asked the same question in St. Albans last Friday, and they said Medicare, right? And then they said Australian passport, it's easier to get any countries. And then some I told HEX, mm-hmm. HEX, right? That's great, free health. And then also when I lost a job, I can have some allowance. And also when I study full time, also I can get allowance from CityLink. And one more. So I think quite many benefits here, yeah. If I become an Australian citizen. And very interestingly, just those people who were born here as an Australian, actually they don't know well about their benefits. But the migrant people, they know very well what benefit comes from with the Australian citizenship. So I was Korean citizen. I was, now I'm Australian citizen, but I was a Korean citizen. So I don't know well, I didn't know well about what benefit of a Korean citizenship. At the time I thought, I didn't get anything from because I'm a Korean citizen. But some people really want to move to South Korea. So at the time, I didn't understand them. But nowadays, I understand, because if they got South Korean citizenship, they have some allowance or some money. Also, they have a right to vote. And also, Korean passport also get easier to get any country in the world. And something like, or a Medicare system. So South Korea Medicare system is, I think, world best. So something like that. But when I was there, I didn't know about that. Now I know. So Paul said about citizen, heavenly citizenship. So think about the era of the Paul lived. At the time, Roman Emperor ruled over the Mediterranean seas. At the time, when people thought about Roman citizenship, what would they think? What would they think about Roman citizenship? That's really benefit of people. So as you know, the Apostle Paul, he was a Roman citizen. So he was going to Rome to get trial before Roman Emperor because he is a Roman citizen. So that's like some important right of Roman citizens. So I shared my opinion with my Bible group people. So why Paul say about citizen, heavenly citizenship, is because only God judge his people. Nobody can judge others. So at the time, Philippian church, there was some conflicts between faithful members. Who is right? Who is not right? Some did false teaching, and some said, I'm really better person than you. I'm Jewish. And I know well about God, better than you, something like that. So, but Paul wanted the Philippian church to be united as in the love of God. So that's the reason why Paul said about the heavenly citizenship. So this passage asks us to think about where we look for safety. Do we push away God's protection because we think we can take care of ourselves? Do we trust more in money, power, or other people to keep us safe? Or do we understand that our real safety comes from knowing that God holds our lives in His loving hands? Jesus was not safe in this world. As he walked toward Jerusalem, he knew what was waiting for him. Rejection and suffering and death. Yet he kept walking toward with purpose and peace because he knew God was with him. The foxes of this world would catch him, but even facing death, Jesus stayed focused on his mission. This reminds me of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In his autobiography, he reveals the same resolve that echoes in Jesus' teachings. He chronicles the spiritual and legal battles he fought alongside his associates to uphold non-violence after the Selma March, particularly as he confronted police brutality and public killings during the Montgomery March. On Tuesday, March 9, 1965, before embarking once more to cross the bridge, he addressed those gathered, "I say to you, this afternoon, I would rather die on the highways of Alabama than betray my conscience. When we march, we must not be embarrassed, but must adhere to principles of nonviolence. If you do not agree with nonviolence, do not stand in this line. If you can accept this commitment to nonviolence, you will do something that may save this country. If you do, you will leave the police brutality behind. If you do, you will do something that will change the situation in Alabama. Like Jesus, Dr. King understood that following God's path might not keep you physically safe, but it gives you a deeper kind of safety. The safety of knowing you're doing what's right and that God is with you. The truth about following Jesus is that sometimes our greatest safety comes when we stand firm in doing what God asks, even when it might cost us something. Like Jesus, we are called to live with determination and a peace that goes beyond what makes sense in the world's eyes. Stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. As we continue our journey through Lent, may we find the courage to follow Christ's path, a path that might lead through hard times, but always leads to new life. May we know the peace that comes from understanding that even when we feel most vulnerable, we are held safely in God's love. Like Christ, who longed to gather Jerusalem's children under his wings, may we open our hearts and doors to all who seek protection, belonging, and hope. May we stand firm together, becoming a community that spreads its wings wide like the mother hen Jesus described. Let us create our community a sanctuary where the threatened, weary, and lost find refuge through our welcome, care, and compassion. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, when dangers surround us, help us find refuge under your protective wings. Give us courage to stand firm in your truth, even when the path seems difficult. May we remember our true citizenship is in heaven as we journey through this world. Strengthen us as Sidon and Caroline Springs Uniting Church to be your wings of protection in this community, offering sanctuary to all who need shelter. Under your wings, we find our true safety. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.